PTG family, thank you so much for tuning in for another amazing episode of the Play the Game podcast. We have an awesome show for you guys today with none other than Jackson Frey, who is an up-and-coming divisional player cutting his teeth with the Blast Camp, and he lives out in the Indiana area, and a really intriguing story we got from him on his whole journey through this, so we're super excited to share that with you. Today's show is brought to you by none other than G2 Paintball, amazing paintball athletics company run by Victor Gamboa and Rusty Glaze, my coach and assistant coach on Dynasty. They're doing tremendous things in the athleticism space for paintball, training you on all the athletic moves that you'll need to incorporate into your training so that you can be the best paintball player possible. It's used by Dynasty, and we're pushing paintball players to become better athletes and go pro. We want to see a lot of you guys implementing these tactics into your training programs. That way, when you get onto the field, it's kind of like second nature for you guys. We actually have three training camps that are still coming up in the Arizona area. If you're in the area, please come out, join us. And it's a butt kicker, man. I'm telling you, you're going to be tired. We start out the day with obviously a lot of athletic training and all those movements. And then Rusty and I also dive into a full gameplay clinic, and we go over all of the strategies and skills that you need to hone in on as well to be the best paintball player you can be. September 27th at Battlezone Paintball in Arizona, we're having a G2 training camp. October 11th at Wild West Paintball, and October 25th we'll be back at Battlezone Paintball. So please go to g2paintball.com and dial in with that. We're also doing a sweet giveaway from G2 Paintball. They're giving away an awesome Swiss Army knife. I got it in the YouTube here. It says Play the Game on one side, and then G2 custom carved into the Swiss Army knife. So stay tuned for details on that on our next show on how you can win that from G2 Paintball. Thank you so much, G2, for everything you do for us. We truly appreciate you guys. And the show is also brought to you by the amazing Transfuse, amazing hydration multiplier and immunity fortifying formula that will replenish you at the cellular level, and they use all natural ingredients, which is amazing. It's just jam-packed with everything that you need to stay healthy, stay hydrated, and stay sharp. It is like Gatorade, Pedialyte, coconut water, emergency, all mixed together with very low levels of sugar, which is amazing. And it also has brain boosters, zinc. It has 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C, and it's just an all-around kick-ass product. We're so excited to be working with Transfuse. Great guys over there, and they're making amazing products for the paintball community to keep you boosted on that paintball field and doing exactly what you need to do, staying hydrated and getting the job done out there. So head over to translabs.com. That's TRANZLABS.com. If you use code PLAYTHEGAME, you'll get 10% off. Also, they've offered something really cool. If you become a monthly subscriber, you get another 10% off. I think it's actually 11. So you have an opportunity to save 21% on Transfuse if you use code PLAYTHEGAME and become a subscriber. And it helps out the show, helps us tremendously, and we appreciate all you guys out there that are enjoying the benefits of Transfuse. It's absolutely vital to be hydrated and to boost your immune system during these times, and Transfuse is helping us do that. So head over to translabs.com, give it a look, see if it's right for you, and thank you so much, Transfuse. I love the Tropical Bliss. That's my favorite flavor. Definitely give that one a go. I know Marcelo is all about the watermelon lime, and I got a lot of people who really love the blueberry as well. They're all making really good flavors, so check them out. And our last but definitely not least supporter of the show is Heal Brand CBD. They are a CBD powerhouse out of the Denver, Colorado area, and they're making what is called nano CBD, which is, I mean, prior to just a few months ago, I didn't even know about nano CBD. It's pretty interesting stuff. It provides faster and more complete absorption into your endocannabinoid system, and a little bit of this stuff goes a long way. What they're doing is they are taking the CBD molecule and they are, you know, making it into millions and millions of little pieces of that CBD molecule, so it's easier for it to pass through the cell wall and get into your system. It is a pretty amazing thing that they're doing. They have a knockout drink. They have an energy drink. I've been using the nighttime sleep aid. It's a nano knockout sleep aid, which is pretty amazing. It has nano hemp in it, melatonin, and natural flavors. And it has been helping me get really, really, really good sleep. They also, like I said, have the energy drink as well for in the morning. You can take that to give yourself a nice little boost in the morning. And it's pretty amazing what these guys are doing. We're very, very honored to be working with them. They have a mission. They want to heal the world. They want everybody to enjoy the benefits of CBD and nano CBD, which is their claim to fame that they are absolutely dominating with. So if you head over to HealBrand, HealBrand.com, use code PLAYTHEGAME, you'll get 10% off over there. They have a bunch of amazing stuff. Obviously, the items that I just talked about, they also have stuff for your pets. If your animal needs a little bit of help, they have a bunch of cool CBD products for your pets as well, and a cool down cream for your muscles, which I really, really enjoy after a long day of paintball. My muscles are a little bit sore, so I rub that on my, you know, my calves or my quads or whatever. My arms are a little sore, and it really has a profound effect on your muscles. It absorbs into your skin really well, and it's not super greasy or slimy. It's got a nice texture to it, so we're really enjoying that. So huge shout out to HealBrand. Go check them out, healbrand.com. And those are our amazing sponsors for the Play the Game podcast. Without them, it's very hard for us to do what we're doing here. So we're very appreciative of them helping us on our mission to provide you with the highest quality paintball content we possibly can. And we're having so much fun doing it, connecting with everybody out there. And it's been an amazing journey. We have Jackson Frey on the show today, and he's an awesome young man. I think he's turning 19 here shortly. And he's doing tremendous things in the paintball scene. So we're super honored to have him on. And without further ado, let's get rocking into this show.
That was an insane inside move by Marcelo Margot. Great communication.
And the crowd starts chanting Harmon.
Great shot by all the guys. So Tyler Harmon saved that game. Came out with two wins. Marcelo Margot was on fire.
All right, everybody. We are incredibly excited to have this show. We've been telling you guys we were going to get a divisional baller on the show. Our first one up, Jackson Frey, one of the Team USA U19s players, someone who's been coming to the paintball combine, been putting in work, doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Jackson, what's up, brother?
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm good, man. I'm just living life. There's a lot of things going on out there, but I'm just playing paintball and having fun with my friends, so it's good right now. Can't really complain. Thank you for having me once again.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you. Like we were saying before the show, you're the future. The honor is ours, brother. Thank you. And shout out to number 12 in the building here. You go watch on the YouTube. He's number 12 as well. That's my number I hold down on the pro field. So, yeah, it's an honor to have you on, bud. And for the listeners who don't know, how old are you and where are you coming live from?
Yeah, so I'm currently 18 years old. My birthday is actually here on the 17th, so a couple of days. We turn 19. Yeah, so I live in Valparaiso, Indiana. I play out at Blast Camp, which is in Hobart, Indiana. So out here in the Midwest, Chicago area, about an hour out of Chicago, basically the city. And yeah, like I said, Blast Camp, all my team is basically from around here, Chicago area, within like an hour. I think our farthest guy's around 3 hours. So we really just play every weekend, and we're trying to have fun, play paintball, and
love it.
Yeah,
That's what it's all about. Yeah, you play out there a bit with Ronnie Dizon too, don't you? Get some drills and some working with him.
Yeah, shout out to him, dude. He's great. We do drills. We were on a pretty good streak of doing drills like twice a week, and when Chad came out by you guys to play the 1v1. Mm-hmm. All before that, he was coming out when he was driving 3 hours. He was coming out to Blast Camp to actually prepare with me, John Eckerd from my team, a couple other semi-pro guys, Ronnie, and just get the grind in. I was setting up the actual pro tour layout with all those temples, dude. It's hard to find that many temples, man.
Short needs to start selling an actual pro tour kit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's an upgrade kit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. There's a big market there. Huge shout out to the Midwest paintball too. Everything that those guys are doing out there. And wow, that's amazing just shows how much heart, you know, Chad has for the game to be driving that far. And to all the other players who, you know, go a long distance to get to practices, really hats off to you guys. When I lived in NorCal, it was like a, it was a mission as well to get to practice, but it's all about that love of the game. You know what I mean?
I'm so sorry. Please, listeners, you guys got to go look at the YouTube. That mustache, Tyler, the mustache is with the haircut. You remind me of the dude from Super Troopers. Which officer is it?
Dude. Yeah, the I'm dying over here. Baby.
The Schnozberries. God, it's so great.
Yeah, for everybody who watches the YouTube, our YouTube channel is Play the Game, and I have two sons, right? And they both thought it was super hilarious. I was shaving one night, and I just kept this silly mustache. So I'm wearing it, and I'm having fun with it.
You're rocking it. This is the thickest it's been. It's great now, dude. Yeah.
Great.
It's fantastic. Dude, sorry, dude. Sorry to get off track like that. But Jackson, you know, I'm not sure if you really listen to the show, but something that's super important to us is diving into how you get into paintball, how you got into paintball, I should say. And I want to kind of go down your journey, especially yours is unique to any of the guests we've already had on. You are someone who is, you know, kind of just starting your journey to the pro scene, trying to break through there. You've had a little bit of success at some of these events and things like that, but we just want to pick your brain and talk to you about what it's like.
Yeah, man. So, the first time I ever played paintball, if we want to go all the way that far back.
Absolutely.
I got kind of a unique story. It was not a birthday party. So
there we go.
Okay.
but I had never even heard of paintball before I went to go play. And my family was in the kind of mindset of they wanted to own a business, purchase a business. And my uncle actually was working at Blast Camp. He was call like the head ref. Yeah, he was like the tech. He was doing everything there.
Yeah.
And he's definitely an old schooler. I got a picture like on my fridge in there of me like when I'm like 3 years old holding like a DM whatever. I don't even know. I'm probably I don't even know for real.
How old were you, Jackson?
This was 2009, so I was 8 years old, a little under the age limit, but my uncle, he was like, you could handle it. I've always been a little bit bigger in height and kind of weight than my age group, so he was like, you should be good. You know, you can handle it.
Love it. And shout out to all the old schoolers, my old school ballers out there. Let's go.
For real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of them when I started hanging around. And it's definitely an older crowd. I hear you guys saying you grew up a lot faster, and I can definitely relate. So
from
day one, like when we went out there, it was freezing cold. There was so much snow the first time I ever played. I'm sure you guys can't really relate to that, but dude, there was a couple inches of snow, just freezing cold. I'm wearing three pairs of pants, like two sweatshirts, a coat, all that.
Yeah.
And I just remember like there's all these, like the refs that were there, we were playing with them, my family, my uncle was kind of like reffing and playing as well and showing us the stuff. And the first game I ever played, I remember distinctly, and we were playing like an attack and defend game. There's this thing called like the embassy at Blast Camp, where it's basically a big building with like a big window at the the front, like a smaller window at the back with like some rafters, like a metal thing with like some windows cut out of it, I guess you could say. And first game ever, I'm defending, of course. I'm the last person in there. I hear as soon as like my other buddy or my friend's buddy gets shot out on the last one in there, I hear the ref going 3 minutes left. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot last this long. But my uncle, he shot me right in the back, and I honestly had no, he snuck behind and he shot me right through one of those little windows in the metal thing. And I honestly don't know why I kept playing, but it was just an adrenaline that I never felt. And I just kept playing every weekend from there on out.
Oh, nice.
That's what happens, man. People get hooked like that, you know?
Yeah.
That is funny that your first time, again, just so many stories are like that where it's on a concept kind of field. And that's why we think it's so important to really nurture all kinds of paintball, you know, not just speedball. Obviously, we love speedball. It's the type of paintball that we predominantly play. To us, that's, the sporting aspect of paintball, but there's so many other amazing and fun ways to play that hooks people from the very first time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I did that a lot. I played open play forever until speedball for a couple of years, pretty much. I was just playing open play, big games, doing all that I could. because we didn't have a speedball field at Blast Camp. So
I'm going out there with
I had right before I started playing tournament, I had one of those GOG enemies with like the single trigger. And I was just going out there basically snap shooting people like with my friends, like just doing whatever I could. I understood, like, I just want to play and get better. And at that point, you know, it's like, you don't want to go up and beat up on people, you know, on rentals or whatever thing. So I'm just going out there one ball and trying to get better at, you know, the least that I can, you know?
That's funny. Cause if I remember correctly, here at the 2020 paintball combine, you were the snap shooting champ. You got,
Is that correct?
You were first place in the scoring for the snap shooting?
I think it was either this year or last year. One of those two, but yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was last year. Yeah, dude, I kind of blend them.
He's the GOG enemy. The GOG enemy.
Those things are insane.
Yeah. It's funny.
On those things. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Solid. It's funny, dude, you had a single trigger frame on it too. When I was younger, I don't know if you've heard me talk about this, but I had an angel that I put a single trigger frame on. So like I had this crazy electronic gun back in the day when everybody used them to shoot incredibly fast, and I put a single trigger frame on it, and I was just out there one balling people. Yep. You know, it was so funny. I would go out with three pods. I was like 11, 12 years old, something like that. Three pods on my back, wouldn't use any of them. My dad would always take my pods, you know, because he was in the back making it rain. But yeah, dude, that's funny. Definitely something there,
dude. That's crazy. I had an angel with a single trigger as well.
I don't even know if we've.
It was like funny. It was I forget what kind of Riptide. I think a Riptide angel, one of those super old ones. Yeah.
Crazy. That's funny. Yeah, we haven't even chatted about that. Yeah. So Jackson, what was the moment then that kind of hooked you? So you played a couple years just, you know, playing around in the woods, playing for fun, scenario games. When did you get into speedball? How did that come about?
So between there, so that's like 2009. I wouldn't say I actually got into tournament play until around 2014. That's when I kind of took it serious to like a regional level. Before that, I played like some fun ball tournaments, you know, like no prize money. It's just, you know, open division or whatever, no APPA, just having fun. And we did well at those. But 2014 was really when we wanted to like take it serious. And I guess how I decided that I wanted to do that, or I wanted to, you know, climb the ranks. I don't remember a single moment, but I do remember 2012 when Infamous won the PSP Open.
Yeah.
I had the diamond. I remember my dad had booked Nikki Cuba for a clinic after that weekend, like the week after. And so we went up there and we were talking with him, and like after his games, this was like during the prelims, not after they won, but right before. And we were talking with him and setting it all up, and I'm just like, dude, this is insane. Just at PSP, like watching the pros, I had no idea like who anybody was, but I was just like, this is awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And I had kind of watched like YouTube before that, and you know, the PSP events, YouTube, like watching all the events and stuff. Yeah. But when like seeing Nikki Cuba and then him coming out to our clinic, and we didn't really even have a speedball thing. We had like some hay bales set up, like we called it speedball. Awesome. But yeah, he was awesome. Like just talking with him, and he would ask questions, and from like the YouTube videos I would watch, he asked a question like, why do you not want to shoot the bunker when you're bunkering them? Like, why do you not want to shoot right before you, do it? And I'm like, nobody knew. And I raised my hand and I was like, cause you know, when you're shooting them and you get closer, they're going to know that you're getting closer. He was like, that's correct. I was like, oh my God, yeah. Nikki Cuba, what the heck? This is insane.
Dude. You know what's funny, man, is one, we were going to have Nikki on this week. Apparently, he's stuck in some quarantine. He works on oil rigs. He does a lot of unique jobs. And right now, he's like in the middle of the hurricane down in the Gulf somewhere. But
he couldn't make it.
Wow. But Nikki Cuba is the very first person that took me under his wing when I was on the Ironman to go do a clinic with him. And he taught me pretty much, he was the first person to kind of show me the ropes on teaching clinics. Nikki's awesome. I can't say enough good things about Nikki Cuba. The way he teaches is really special too, you know?
He's the best, dude. Nikki's the best.
He's insane, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So you were the teacher's pet at that point. You got the, you got the answers right.
Pretty much.
How old were you?
That one right there. So that would have been 2012. I am 11 at that point, 12 years old.
Just a kid.
Yeah. And at that point, you know, I was watching these YouTube videos and watching YouTube of all these like tournament paintballs, but I had really nowhere to play. The situation going on was like all the tournament players would just go to Badlands. I mean, that's like 45 minutes away, an hour away. That's where all the tournament players were. That's where the good competition was. That's where Aftershock was. And that's just where all the tournament players went. There wasn't really any other speedball fields or airball fields that had, you know, competition or was even around me. So, yeah, I'm about 11 years old right there. And then fast forward to 2014, and I'm playing actual, you know, regional tournaments. Started out with just D4 5-man, I believe. Didn't do so well at the tournament in 2014, but, you know, we still had that drive, and it was a group of friends that really just wanted to go pro. Honestly, we all had that vision. We all felt that we were good enough. And, as soon as we played a tournament, we were like, that was fun, but we really want to just win. And that's the most fun to us. And we would just try and find a way.
That's it, dude. Yeah. Huge shout out to Badlands Paintball. I'm actually going out there, in the beginning of October for a 10-man event, the ICPL out there. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, so while you were talking about videos, you watched a lot of videos. What was one of your favorite videos, you know, coming up, watching videos online? What was your favorite one?
Oh, by far, I would watch the webcast of the 2011 PSP Finals when J-Rab hung the flag on Dynasty and then Burdnikov beat the dude in a one-on-one and started jumping up and down.
Yeah. Hold on. You can't say the dude. You better know your paintball. You better know who he beat in that one-on-one.
Oh,
don't let us down,
Jay.
Steven Pitts. That's right, dude.
Okay. Hey, Ward of the Hollow. Shout out to Wardo.
Truly one of the most underrated professional paintball
Ward's
players
amazing.
Ever.
Yeah.
He was so phenomenal. But what's funny is that one-on-one haunted him for so long. He hated one-on-ones. And I got to play with him on the Ironman for like 2 years, 2013 and 14. And every one-on-one he got in, he would try to go bunker the guy because Malloy bunkered him in that one-on-one. And he was like, dude, I hate one-on-ones now.
Yeah.
I just want out of them.
What's the name of that video so that anybody listening can go check that out?
I believe it was 2011 PSP Chicago Finals.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Awesome,
yeah,
dude.
Dynasty versus the Russians.
Boston Legion. That was crazy. Like J-Rab, like he ran from the snake over to the center, grabbed the flag and hung it with like a second left to tie up the match. Tyler, you remember that, I'm sure.
Play the game.
Play the game, dude. Yeah, he was playing the game while and then Malloy feasted in the overtime point. That was a fun game to watch for sure.
Yeah. I love
insane,
it,
man.
So then let's pick up back up into your story. You know, obviously you cut your teeth in Badlands, and then you know, how did everything start to flourish from that point?
Yeah, so around one of the PSPs we Blast Camp had purchased like a used PSP field, like how they sell them after events. We purchased one from Chicago. And after that, every weekend changed from open play to speedball. You know, it was every weekend still, but I just migrated back to speedball and that really helped us. But, that was around 2014. So like at the tournament right there that we didn't do so well, we really had no practice at all. So that off season, there's like indoors that we can go to, because it's obviously snowing and everything, but we just tried to play every weekend that we could. And then that 2015 season, we were practicing every weekend at the speedball field at Blast Camp. Once we got it, at first it was just like dirt because they didn't have grass. They were planting grass, so we were playing on dirt. Like
there
we didn't
go.
Care once again, man.
yeah,
we just wanted to get better. So my first regional series that I played was the MWXL at Badlands. That was D4 5-man, I believe. Yeah, it was an X-ball. And it's the same group of guys, and I think that's something that I really take away is that we've had the same group of guys for a while. And at the beginning, our core group of guys was people that we'd been playing open group with and playing together for so long before we even started the team that we would win like matches and tournaments just like off chemistry, like playing off each other. Like, and we were getting pretty good too, like playing with each other and playing against each other, we were making ourselves better. That season in D4 five man, this is 2016 now. So right when The Wall was, had come out,
that's
what I played. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was actually, up until then, like I wasn't like scared to get hit, but I felt like paint hurt a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then I go up and play The Wall and I'm like, I don't want to play that thing. Like that thing looks scary. Right. And yeah. I go up there and I like bump to people. Yeah. The dungeon.
For sure.
And I'm like, something clicked and I'm like, this doesn't hurt. And it just like freed open a whole new thing. I think it was tournament paint. Like tournament paint doesn't really hurt that much.
Yeah, totally.
It's brittle. But, something clicked right there. And that's where I got like a whole new sense of just how to play the game and what my game was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you did touch on something really big right there too, and it's something that I struggle with when I'm coaching certain teams. If players are afraid to get hit, they're not going to play very well, period. Because you got to be non-hesitant out there. You got to be able to make moves when you see them. And if you have any doubt in the back of your mind because you don't want to get shot by a paintball, you need to find a way to get over that. A really good thing that I know we used to do on Aftermath and the Ironmen, I've even started implementing this into some of the teams that I coach. If you make a mistake or like you have a hot gun or you're late to the field, it's a ring of fire. And what a ring of fire is you pull up from like 5 feet away and you shoot your teammate in the chest, you know? It's funny watching everyone at first. You're like, wait, you're going to do what? And then you do it. And they're like, oh, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad because it's truly not. And it's something that everybody needs to try to get over if you're going to be playing the game.
For sure, dude. Yeah. You're going to catch some zingers. That's what this is all about. We're playing paintball, baby. But I wanted to kind of pick your brain on how special and important it is that you guys have a group of people that have stuck together for an extended period of time. And also, do you guys all have the same mission? Do you guys feel like you have the same drive and passion?
Yeah. So we were very fortunate. Like we were best friends from, you know, probably a year after I started playing. So 2010 all the way up until 2016 is the point right now.
Yeah.
It's basically the same guys. And at this point, I think I knew I wanted to go pro and, you know, reach that path. I don't really know if they had that same mindset at this point in time. But, I mean, we were so good. We were this season, the 2016 season, we won 3 out of the five events at Badlands.
Wow. There we go.
And I don't even think we realized how good we were doing. We were just showing up and playing and we were
playing the game.
Yeah, we were just playing the game, man.
Yeah, dude.
And
love that.
Yeah, and it's come to these recent years where we have had to, you know, have talks and see where everyone's mind is at. And it is a difficult discussion. Like you talked with Nick in the last one, it's once you sit down and have that discussion and really see where people's minds are at, a couple people step up. It happens. A couple people see, okay, we really have something going on here. Or if I step up, we really have something going on here. If I just put in a little bit more work or, you know, just be a little bit more focused, we can 100% reach that level. And it's not attainable, you know?
I love that. And what was some of the key factors that, you know, maybe there's some listeners out there who are inspired by this. And what was some of the key factors that helped you guys win early? And what were you guys doing in those early stages that had, you guys obviously had great energy for the team and you were doing well. So what provided that?
Yeah, well, so we were playing five man, and I think everyone that plays five man knows like it's a long day. Like you're waiting a long time in between points. And I think that's when we had a lot of fun together. We're a good group of guys. We're all young. We're all like in the same, you know, age group and everything. And we were genuinely enjoying being out there. You know, there was one event where it didn't pour rain like during the event, but it was like halfway through, but it rained the day before. So it was a little muddy. And it's like, you could tell we were having the most fun out there. We were communicating. We were doing all this stuff. I was up at the W getting shot a bunch, you know, it was a great time. And I think, everyone liked each other so much and we're such a tight knit group of guys that it's like, nothing could get under us. And at that level too, I think we were winning a lot on our talent. I think At the lower levels, you can win with talent, but as you go up, you really mm-hmm. need a strong game plan, a strong strategy. You all need to be on the same page. But like this, it's like we had a coach that also played, and so he would give us a lot of game plans, and then, you know, at the end of the prelims or whatever, he'd get some spins in. And it was honestly a great time, you know. And that last event that we won, it was raining. It's like, it's raining, we're having fun, we're out there splashing the puddles, diving into the snake corner. It's like a yeah. lake over there, but you know, we're not complaining, we're out there playing the game.
Big kids, yeah, man, having it. Fun. That's
those,
it.
Those are the best events to win. You know, they're the worst yeah. if you don't win. but if you win those events, they are so fun because they're so treacherous. They're so difficult. Mm-hmm. They're so challenging. They test every part, especially when it's cold and it's raining. Your equipment's not working great. It's
and you get stung in the neck by a bee.
And you get stung in the neck by a bee. That's happened. Oh. That took the cake for the worst one that I've ever yeah. won. My God, that stunk. That is what's beautiful about our game too. And I actually think that that's why paintball does such a good job of building character, because the game itself is incredibly trying, and it really, can frustrate you and humble you fast, because it's such an in your face sport. And, you know, there is a little bit of some sort of pain or physical reaction associated with getting shot, getting eliminated, and, making a mistake, right? It's very honest with you, you know, and there's no running from it when you're in a match, especially like an X-ball match. I really do miss the
two
20-minute halves, because it was like the most trying. If you're in a match where you're just getting beat down, you have nowhere to run. You have nowhere to go. You have to figure it out. You got to step up, and you got to do it with your teammates. It's just one of the most beautiful games for that. It challenges you in so many different ways. And I think a lot of the paintball players that have stuck with it at the pro level, especially, they will all tell you the same thing, you know, that it's made them better off the field, you know, in their personal lives. It's done things for them that nothing else probably has. And it is a very unique and special sport in that way.
I vouch for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Amen. So Jackson, sorry, that was five man though. What division was that?
Is that? That was D4 five
man. D4 five man. Okay. And so did you guys move? That's kind of crazy that at that age, that young, you had a bunch of, because this is something I wanted to ask you as well, because I see it all the time in divisional paintball, but that young, that low of a division, you guys had guys that were all with the same mission to go pro. Is that right?
Yeah. And well, I think at this point we were just having so much fun and we were winning that like the next season we just had to go up, you know? So like at that point, I don't know. I know my mentality 100% was I want to get better every weekend I play. I want to, you know, win at these tournaments. I want to get better at practice and I want to climb the divisions. I definitely had some talks with like a couple of them, but we had like six or seven guys on the team. I wouldn't say all seven guys on the team wanted to go pro, but at that stage we were, like I said, we were just having so much fun and just playing with groups of guys, like a group of guys that you genuinely know and you hang out with. It's so much different than, say just playing with strangers, like at, you know, on Team USA, those aren't strangers, but it, I would say it's different than playing with Blast Camp, you know? And
of course
there's no negative to that. It's just, it's just different, you know?
Of course.
You know people a lot better. And it's easier, I think. when you know your guys that are next to you and you're having fun with them.
Yeah. Chemistry is a huge, huge part of the game, you know, even in the, you know, at the pro level, when we go and play at Team USA, it's very unique and really fun. I love it. It's an experience that is unlike any other, but there's nothing like playing with Dynasty with my brothers that we get to grind. We're at all these practices year after year, event after event, you know, like you know each other, you know, and it does bring a little bit more joy to it. Like I've known this guy right here since we were just wee lads, you know, we're little kids in the trenches, 16 years old. So
bro, like, Marcelo, there's I will say better. There's nothing quite like hearing you scream from the other side, like, yo, Todd. I'm like, yeah, I got you. Let's go. You know, it's empowering. Yeah,
it is, dude. You know, instead of hearing like J-Rab yell to me or something, I'm like, oh, cool, man. Like, respect you, but you know, we're not boys the way, you know, me and Ty or me or it, really any of the Dynasty guys are. There is a difference for sure. And I think that's what made Dynasty so successful growing up, right? They were that group of kids that started a team together. They were best of friends. They hung out with each other 7 days a week and it shows, it really does. And, you know, that's kind of what I was alluding to with these divisional teams. It's so tough. I see it's really tough to get a full squad where everybody's mission is the same. You know, throughout the season, you see one or two players can't make this event or can't make that practice. And it just makes it so hard to build a winning organization. And it sounds like you guys had good pieces from the get-go. And I'm sorry if you already touched on this. I don't recall, but you don't still play with these same players, do you?
So currently on my semi-pro roster, I play with one of them that was still okay. from there.
That's awesome.
That's big though, man. That's big, you know?
And the other ones, one of them's on our D3 line that plays nationals and locals. And the other ones still come out and play open group and jump in and play speedball and we still hang out.
Nice.
So
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Dude, that's rad.
And what team is that?
Blast Camp Semi-Pro. Yeah, and then Blast Camp Division 3.
Yo, give everybody a shout out for your YouTube. I actually recently somehow caught wind of it on somewhere. I can't even remember where, but I watched one of your... I think you actually sent it to me, possibly, or we... Oh, I don't know. I
sent it
remember.
To the Play of the Game, because, yeah, that's, I do listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so yeah, dude, and we love you for that. Thank you so much. You know, like, honestly, that's true from the heart. But, yeah, what's your YouTube channel?
So my YouTube channel, I'm kind of getting in the swing of things, started up a couple months ago. It's, Jackson Frey, Frey for Frey. Yep. I'm just vlogging, you know,
love it, dude.
I was, 100% the guy that was like, I am never going to vlog. I'm 100% the guy in class. I never want to read. I never want to
raise your hand and, like, you know,
exactly,
chair.
Man. And I honestly think it was Ronnie Dizon on here. And we'd talked when we drill, and he's like, because I had posted a bunch of raw footage from the Nations Cup. We hired a great videographer, and I was just like, might as well, you know, show some people what happened. So I uploaded those. And Ronnie was like, hey, man, like, I like your videos, but you need to show your face. You know, you need to show these people who you really are. And I was like, yeah, but I don't like the way that I sound on camera. I don't, you know, I don't like the way, you know, like I don't know, you know,
you're like, I don't like any of it.
I don't know. It's just, and it's weird because I like watching vlogs.
Yeah.
And I like
watching. You've been killing it, dude. Let me just say, keep it up. Keep doing it, because you're doing a great job.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I mean, it was pretty modest, dude. You get good numbers. You have very engaging videos. They're fun to watch. It's a great little YouTube channel. You actually make YouTube covers a little better than we do. We need some work on making our YouTube like thumbnails. So I don't know. Yeah. Maybe if you want to give us some advice on that off the air or something, but
dude, 100%.
You know, like that's what we've been preaching is especially with paintball. And look, you know, I always say this, if it were the NBA that I was playing in, you know, as a professional basketball player, football player, one of the sports that have already made it, I would not be nearly as active on social media, doing all the type of stuff, because it's also outside of, in one sense, I do have an outgoing personality, but in the other hand, I like to keep to myself and I don't like to share everything. You know what I mean? But truly, paintball needs this. It really does. And that's always been my thought behind it is, my number one mission is actually bringing paintball to the forefront. You know, of course, I want to be a top level player. I want to continue to win and dominate. My competitive nature wants that, you know, probably more than anything. But at the same time, I also want to bring paintball to the forefront, to where it is a well-recognized sport, so that players can share the same things that I've been so lucky to experience through this game. And I know Tyler feels the exact same. That's why we do this together. You know, that's why we're in this and on this mission. So when we tell people, you know, it's not that we want people to be out showing off and stuff like that. We just, in this day and age,
we need you.
We need you. We do. Absolutely. You know, and in this day and age where something can just go viral and it can all of a sudden, you know, overnight, essentially make something blow up. We need everybody possible trying to push paintball.
For sure.
And there's like to go off of that, there's a lot of people that just don't know like tournament paintball at all, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I'd be in high school and there's, you know, people like paintball, you know, like what is that? Or teachers or like talking like I want to do a project over like why people should play paintball, you know, like it's a great exercise, you know, a great communication, all that stuff, team building. But my teacher was like, well, I mean, I don't know if you can really persuade people to play paintball. Like, I think you should just pick something else. And I was like, well, I don't think some people understand really, you know? And it's nothing. We just got to spread it out more, man. And that's what I've figured out with this YouTube thing and this vlogging thing. It's like, there's no shame in promoting it, you know? Like on Instagram, I used to be like, oh, I don't know if I really want to post a bunch of these things and post all these things. It's like, well, no, dude, if I want my YouTube channel to grow, if I want my platform to grow, if I want paintball to grow, I got to do it. So there's no shame in it. Don't be like, I don't want to do that. Just do it. And you'll see that it does help.
An inspiration, bro. Get out of here, Jackson. Yeah. You're the best, bro. Like, you inspire me, man. Like, you make me want to go make a YouTube video like right now, you know?
We are making one right now.
Yeah, there we go.
Look at us. Yeah. Look at us.
What I got to say, dude, is it's funny. I think everybody has that little bit of doubt in the back of their mind. I know I do anytime I put something out, but then you get a great response and you're like, what was I worried for? You know, and the more that happens, you start to realize, look, as long as you're not a douchebag, you know, as long as you're not a mean person, a bad person with bad intentions, if you're honest, you're probably going to get a good response. You know what I mean? Like that's the way it works.
And even the bad guys, they do pretty well from themselves. You know,
you're right. You're not wrong. You know, people love to see car crashes too. So you're not wrong. You're definitely not wrong. Yeah. But you know, it's don't hesitate with it. I know Tyler and I have talked about it quite a bit. I think that's also part of the reason we're like, let's get Jackson. Right. He'd be a good divisional player to come on the show because he's doing a good job right now of really promoting himself and promoting paintball. And you're doing it in the right way as well. You know, there's you know, you're not the car crash, which there's a couple car crashes out there that we might, I don't know if we want them on the show. Who knows, you know? Who knows? But,
more paintball is the best. So what you're doing is phenomenal. Yeah. That's what we need, man. And, for all you out there listening, start a YouTube channel, man, document your journey, like your journey, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it is just like, there's so much I can video and just having all these things and showing my friends and that's one thing is like, if I had seen Ronnie a couple of years earlier when I first started, I 100% would have been way more into it right from the jump, you know? And if there's someone like I saw like Matty Boy vlogs or like I watched Tom Guest vlogs when he was doing those are great. I would watch those every day. I watch way more YouTube than I do TV, you know? I'd rather watch Go Sports or, you know, YouTube, paintball. So anything other than, you know, I don't know. A lot of football's back on. So
I love that football's back on. Who's your team?
I'm a Bears fan.
Let's go Bears.
All right. There was some sketchy stuff going on yesterday. They got that win. That was a little iffy, but
I'm a fan of David Montgomery. That's his name, right? New running back. It's his second year, but
he's shifty,
Yeah, he's shifty for sure. I think he could eventually go off. I picked him up last year pretty late in my fantasy league, and he didn't quite pay off. He had some decent games, but he didn't do what I thought he was going to do. But kind of tough. You guys don't have the greatest quarterback.
I mean,
dude,
on me.
Trubisky, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, but somehow he gets it done. I just don't understand. It looks so off. Only yesterday he did. I know exactly what you're saying. But it's like yesterday, dude.
Yeah.
There's some throws where I'm like, what? And then you look at his numbers and it's 3 touchdowns and like 206 yards. I'm like,
No, he did play decent yesterday for sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I am looking for next week for him to do something weird. I don't know what he's going to do next week.
Yeah. Hopefully that's my dad's favorite team as well. The Bears.
Oh, wow.
He was born and raised out in Iowa. They don't really have a team there. So the Bears.
The Bears. I was just to touch back on the importance of YouTube channels, and people are probably so sick of hearing me talk about golf, but you know, here I am, I'm gonna talk about golf again.
How's that bill looking, buddy? The golf bill.
Yeah, it's hefty. It's hefty. I don't even really want to talk about it, buddy. It's like we're well over $2,500. Like I said, and this is something that I want to talk to you about too, Jackson, because Tyler and I have not been in the position of a divisional player.
Yeah.
I mean, in 15 years at least, longer, almost 20 years, you know? And so it's like the cost associated with it, what it takes to make sure you can go to all the practices, the events, all that stuff. We want to pick your brain on that, but I've been seeing it firsthand with golf, but back to YouTube with golf. One of the most amazing things that actually keeps me going to the driving range and spending money at the driving range or spending money at the golf courses, I can hop on YouTube and there are tens of thousands of videos, instructional videos, where I can like learn new stuff about golf. Oh, here's a nice technique. Oh, I like this one. Yeah, I shift through maybe 40 videos of how to chip from certain lies and different things. Wow. And I'm like, oh, I like this one. Okay, I tried a little bit in my living room. I'm like, okay, I got to go to the range tomorrow and try this in person, you know? And like, it's just how humans are too. And maybe not as obsessive as I am with some things, but you need content. You really do. The more paintball videos, I truly believe people will find the video that resonates with them, and it might inspire them to go play or try a new tech, whatever it might be, you know, whatever it might be. More content is good. And, you know, at the very least, I'm spending time watching these videos, which has got to lead back to some sort of sponsorship dollars for one of these golf companies, whatever it might be, you know, like it's doing something. Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, when we're talking like mass numbers, like golf gets, we need that with paintball, more videos, bottom line.
For sure.
And if not YouTube totally videos, agree. more something, like you could get creative with the way you want to express paintball. You know, it doesn't have to just be YouTube. There's so many different platforms and ways that you can get paintball in front of your average person. So yeah, totally man.
Dude, Marky just hit 500,000 followers on TikTok. He's crushing it.
That's crazy, dude. I just keep waiting for TikTok to be like banned or go away. I don't know. I'm like scared to jump in. And you locked us out of the Play the Game account. So we're never gonna sort that out, are we?
Oh man. Yeah. Jeez, dude. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see all these different platforms coming together and really boosting paintball to new areas and eyeballs that have never seen it before. Like you said, you know, your teacher was like, huh, paintball, you know, these guys running around in the woods. And it's up to us to show them the true athleticism and the true toughness of this sport, because it is a very, very tough sport to play. It's not easy.
Absolutely. Yeah. So go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say for most of the time, it's getting them to understand that it's not like this gruesome thing, or like, it's not like this bad. It's like, no, the way I see it, it's like we're playing chess out there, you know, like I'm thinking, I'm working my mind and my muscles more than like I'm just, you know, shooting the heck out of some dude. Yeah. You know, it's more mental, and it's I really try to get that. It's like I'm, you know, we got a game plan. We're trying to execute it. We're trying to strategize. We're trying to do all this stuff, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I agree with that, but I also do believe there's a sense of there's some sort of like savagery in paintball, which is good because it's a safe savagery. It's not harmful. It's not actually going to hurt anybody, but you do get to let out aggression, real aggression, you know? And I believe that for the human, that's a good thing to have an outlet to be able to release. You know, it's like earthquakes in California, you know, if you're not having a bunch of these little earthquakes, then the big one's building up. You want to relieve pressure. Same thing, you know, and everybody has stresses and things that build up. And paintball for me has always been an amazing outlet. I could go out on a weekend and it is a you know, mental chess with paintball guns. You know, that's really what it is. But at the same time, you do get to let out a little bit of aggression in a safe way, you know, and there's just so many good things about the sport of paintball. I could go on and on, but I agree. You know,
you're right, dude. And I think all sports kind of have that aggression aspect to it. When we're playing a sport, you kind of get your teeth gritting and you get, you know, start to, you know, having that look on your face, like you're about to go off. But it's like, you know, that's what sports are all about. And, you know, paintball is such an amazing sport because, like you said, you know, Jackson, it is safe. It's truly very safe. Mm-hmm. And it's actually one of the safest sports in the world, which is kind of, you wouldn't think of it. You're like, hold on, you guys are shooting each other how fast with how many paintballs? And, you know, you're diving on the ground. But at the end of the day, we have a lot less really catastrophic injuries than most sports do.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah. I love paintball, dude. Live on forever.
With all my heart. So, Jackson, we got to dive back into the story, and we'll get to, you know, I want to talk about your successes with making the Team USA squad and being able to travel overseas, which is, again, that's why I think, you know, in comparison to other divisional players, you're probably already one of the more successful ones, minus any wins you may have had, just simply being able to be part of that Team USA organization, one of the very first incarnations of the under-19s. You know, there were years that I would travel to Europe and Russia, France, Germany, they all have a U19s team. We're like, why don't we have a USA team over here?
That was a stunt fest right there.
Yeah, you know? And you guys got to go and travel internationally with your friends. It was just amazing. We'll get to that. But as you were climbing your way through the ranks, what was your schedule like? How did you approach getting better for the game of paintball? You know, what kind of things did you sacrifice? I think you know what kind of question I'm asking, but let's elaborate on that.
So up until the point we're at now, I would say my schedule was every weekend. And then when I'm not at the field, I'm watching film. I would say I didn't start doing drills until probably the season right after 2016 rather than 2017. But yeah, I was playing paintball every weekend. I was still in, at this point, probably middle school, high school, starting high school.
Whoa.
I know, right? I graduated high school this year.
Congrats, so, like, dude.
Wow, there we go.
The last couple of my classes were just online and we had a virtual graduation and everything. So yeah, that's...
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was, you know, going to school and yeah, paintball on the weekends, watching a bunch of YouTube, you know, just anything really on YouTube.
Totally. Keep the mind on paintball.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I think now is like, dude, my mind is paintball like 24/7. So like when I go to tournaments, it's like I feel like I'm prepared. And it's like if you weren't thinking about paintball 24/7, I already have that competitive edge over like whoever, because I feel like I know paintball or like that layout, or just I just live, eat, and breathe paintball pretty much.
That's a huge, huge key point right there, dude. And you're right, man. You do have a competitive edge over those guys when you're thinking about it nonstop. I'm sure you're doing the, you know, the little details. You're training. You're working on your shots off the break, the snap shooting, looking at all the different gaps in between your bunkers, all those little details, all the meticulous planning. When you step onto that field, it has tremendous power and tremendous effect on that game. So, absolutely, dude. I love that. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and then so that next season is when I started really doing drills. But that's also when I injured my knee. And I don't know if you remember this, Marcelo, but I hit you up about when I injured my knee on Instagram, I think.
Yeah.
So this is before we met at the Combine.
Yeah, this was 2017, like the beginning of it. It was well, my thinking was I'm going to message anyone that has ever injured their knee in paintball. And
nice.
Get there. Like, what do I need to do?
Awesome. So I hope I responded.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Oh okay. Yeah.
He always does.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't remember that, but a lot of people do hit me up about knee injuries. I actually just got one the other day that I responded to. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, dude. Like I messaged you. I messaged, Meter. I think he had just had his knee injury but it was, yeah, that's when I would say I really started to like watch paintball, but in a different way. So that was like halfway through the season. I hurt my knee and I'm out. I can't play paintball anymore. So when I'm watching paintball now, I'm analyzing it. I'm not just like watching it. I'm trying to analyze it. And when we and like during the weekends, I would just go and watch, you know, our team, and I would really try and figure out like, or I would see it from a totally different perspective. Cause at this point I'm the guy that's up in the middle. Every point I'm relying on everyone else's information. I'm like the guy up there that's relying on everyone else. And when I kind of took that step back, I was like, whoa, this is completely different. Like the speed of it changed for me. And I kind of coached our lines. We were playing, so we bumped up to D3 that next year in 2017 after we won D4 five man. We bumped up to D3 X ball because we picked up some guys. Well, our coach was D3. We picked him up. And so I was just learning and just, I don't know, watching paintball a bunch when I had my knee injury. And really trying to analyze and take it to another, to a different level that I almost didn't know was there. But now there's so many levels. I mean,
totally.
Yeah.
And you persevered, dude. You didn't give up. You know, you could have some other people get injured and they're like, oh, that's it for me, you know, or they're not going to watch the film, or they're not going to go to practice and sit out there, you know, in the hot heat or the cold and watch those games. But you did, and that's the difference right there. That's because you live paintball, and that's what it takes to climb the ladder that you've climbed. and you're getting there, man. You're on your way, which is an amazing thing. And you just got to keep doing that work. That's what it's all about, dude.
Yeah, totally. And you really touch on an important thing about watching film that before you even said it, actually, I was going to mention that point because it's so crucial, is instead of watching these games for entertainment, you do start watching them for tendencies or why certain players do certain things or technique, form. You have a lot of intention behind watching the stuff. That is an absolute game changer because it's two totally different things. When you're watching for entertainment, it just isn't going to compute the way it does if you're actually looking for certain things, you know? And that's 100%. A really important part. I'm sure you started to pick up a lot of different keys to success from doing that.
Yeah. And now, like, whenever someone asks me, like, what can I do to get better? I'm like, well, you don't even need to show up to the paintball field. You just, you know, an hour before you go to bed or something, just watch some paintball, you know? Yeah. Watch a match from World Cup, turn on some YouTube, and really see what you two are doing, see what the high level pros are doing. And then when you go out to the paintball field, see if you can replicate that or take anything that you can and try to improve upon it. You know, see what Tyler's doing, see his one ball snap. Oh my God, that thing's nasty. I want to be like that, you know?
Yeah.
Got to put a single trigger frame on your gun right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming back.
Exactly. It's coming 100%. Back, dude.
Dude, yeah. That's it, dude. It's you know, it's all those little details, man. That's something that we always preach at our PTG pro schools. And, you know, on here, it's like you add all those little details up and they may seem minuscule when you think about them. But when you add all those little details up, it changes the entire picture and the entire organization of your team and how you play as a player. It's a game changer, man.
Totally. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So damn, Jackson, you come back from a knee injury. This is mid-2018. Do I have the timelines about correct?
2017 was my first knee injury. 2017.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when did you heal from this, the second one then? There was a second one?
Yeah. So it's...
Dude, so hold on.
It's
I'm
a
only
real
asking,
complicated story.
I'm only asking you this because you showed up to the combine in 2019 and played really well. So that wasn't too long after your injury.
Yeah, and I attribute 100% of that when I was not playing paintball was just watching film.
Wow.
100%. Hmm. And yeah, so the first knee injury was 2017. I kind of look back on that and I tried to rush that. So I was playing before I was really ready.
What exactly did you do?
So I tore... I have had the same knee injuries in both of my knees. The first one was my left knee. I had a bucket handle meniscus tear, which I don't really know, you know, all the specifics, but what it is your meniscus tears. It was my lateral meniscus, so I believe that's the outside. Mm-hmm. It tore, and then a bucket handle is where it like flips inside, and it like
it folds underneath itself.
Yeah, and basically, ouch. How that happened was I was doing drills like a Friday before, just like an off weekend practice. I was doing drills and I like sat on my knees, you know, and you go and do a Dorito or something. And it kind of felt like it locked up, like it cramped, but in like the back of my knee. And then the next day we go out there and I'm just playing and I kind of do the same thing. And this time I go to like get up and it just wouldn't move. Like it was just my knee was like locked in a bending position pretty much.
What did they do? Did they try to repair it or did they cut it out?
They repaired it. They went in there, flipped it and then repaired it. And then I had this was the thing. It was like normal. Sometimes a meniscus repair, like my dad tore his meniscus, it can be a couple weeks or it can be like no surgery. Like
that's if they don't repair it. That's if they just trim it. Right. I've had that as well. When they repair it, it's a long process.
Yeah. So I was out for, I believe the total timetable until I was going to be playing was 5 months. And the first two to three or the first one to two were like no walking, just on crutches. And then physical therapy, of course, after that. And I was playing probably within about 4.5 months. I played my first tournament at PSP or not at NXL Chicago 2017.
Okay.
That's when I kind of came back. I wasn't 100%. I was just playing the back center. If this was like today, I would not have played. I don't, I, Yeah, I mean, just looking back at it, I wanted to play so much, but I was nowhere near. I thought, you know, from watching all this, I had all this paintball IQ, but looking back on it, I could probably see something out there, but there was no way I would have been able to like do anything. Mm-hmm. I was kind of almost just limping around out there. I was not doing the right thing, and I totally regret that. But
yeah, I mean, I give so much that advice all the time to players trying to rush back from injuries, because I rushed back from injuries as well. And, you know, I was fortunate in a way. It had kind of always worked. But as I've gotten older, the last 2 years, I've had more minor knee injuries. And I just said, you know, I'm taking all the time to make sure that I am 100%, because you realize as you get older, that one event really isn't worth it. And when you're, you know, your age, 18, 19, 20, you feel like it absolutely is. But, you know, in 12 years, when you're my age, oh my God. Oh yeah. My God. And
I know. Yeah.
But in 12 years, you're going to look back and that one event is so insignificant. You know, you're hardly going to remember it. You're going to have played so many events since then. The most important thing is your health. You don't want to have recurring stuff. But do you think that's, you said you had injuries in two separate knees. Do you think that contributed to you hurting your other knee?
So it was the same knee injury. From what my doctor said was, basically, so like I mentioned, I was a little bit bigger and like bigger than everyone in my class. Well, when I was probably just starting to get into paintball, I was almost like what I weigh now, but I was just going into middle school or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they always said that was a little bit of contributor, because I had so much weight on my knees, and then I lost a lot of weight. But I was mostly dieting and not really, I was mostly dieting and just playing paintball. I wasn't really building strength. Gotcha. So I lost a lot of muscle in like my legs and just my whole body. And they said that my legs just simply weren't strong enough, that like when I would go to put all this weight, like when I'm like sitting on my knees, like in a Dorito or something, that it would just cramp up and it would just, like my joints weren't strong. I didn't have all of that. And after that, after the second knee injury, that's when I really hit it hard. I took nutrition way more seriously.
Yeah. It's
working
a big part.
Out way more seriously. It's not that I didn't take nutrition seriously. I was dieting, eating all the right foods, but I just simply was trying to, like, I would work out, but I would mostly be running and trying to lose weight instead of trying to
building.
Put take care muscle of yourself. On. Yeah, 100%. There's a difference in like in the, you know, I don't even like calling it dieting, because technically everything you eat is your diet. But in the type of nutrition you take in for recovery is so big. You know, that's one of the first things I tell people as well, is, are you eating well? If you really want to recover from an injury, I mean, it has to be from top to bottom if you want to recover fast. That's why when I was younger, I was able to heal really fast, but it was because I would wake up early in the morning and I was doing some sort of rehab all day long. I was resting, I was icing, and I was eating very well. And I really think that the nutrition played a huge role. You know, when you're getting the right vitamins and supplements and things from good foods, your body just is happy, period. You know, it heals. When you're putting a bunch of junk in it, it does not heal. The cells do not recover. You know,
that is so true, Marsh. I was working prior to moving out to Arizona. I was working like, you know, 50 hours or more a week, and just hurting myself. Like, you know, I would eat when I could, you know, and not working out, I really felt not good. And then moving out here, I got my nutrition game on point. My workouts are on point.
Dude, shout out to Garden of Life, man. They set up.
Yes.
Bro. Holy smokes.
I know.
I love
I'm so blessed to be like working with them, and their Garden of Life is sending me a bunch of nutrition stuff. I got the Tough Mudder Boot Camp out here in Gilbert, Arizona. They're helping me out with training, and then Wild West and Battle Zone. So it's all about just, dude, I'm telling you, nutrition, athleticism, and then the kicker is also the breathing. I assimilate the breathe, like deep breathing and focused breathing. You can really have clear thoughts on what your intentions are and set a precedence in the avenues you want to travel into, you know. So it's those three things. You channel those three things and the world is your oyster, man. You can
do
anything.
I want to just touch on that for a second too, the breathing, because I feel like I'm extremely progressive when it comes to holistic nutrition, holistic type medicine, or like different, you know, ways to take care of your body. And the breathing one probably took me the longest to come around to, not to learn, but to come around to. You know, I was like, I breathe right. You know what I mean? I'm breathing right now. Yeah, but you know what? Even right now, I notice I'm breathing shallow. I'm not breathing the way I should be. I have shallow breaths. And when you really do put intention into your breathing, I wake up every morning now, and this is kind of recent, but the way it's made me feel even recently is insane. Just a bunch of big breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And it's like, it's almost like you get high, you get a rush to the head, and it's crazy. It truly, there is something to it.
Oxygen,
it brings oxygen to your body. Exactly. Which helps you feel.
It's kind of like, dude, Marshy, at the oxygen bars, they kind of trick you. They're like, breathe really
exactly,
deep.
Exactly.
Breathe super deep. And then you're like, okay, I'm doing it's these super hoax. Deep breaths. Yeah. And then you feel like you're like, whoa, you know, like this oxygen stuff works. But if you just do that normally, if you just breathe deep, and I'm talking like a 10-second breath in with like a 5-second out, do that for 20 minutes and tell me where you're at. You're going to be feeling some type of way.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different breathing techniques that really are game changers with meditation. There's stuff that makes you, I mean, you could breathe to a point to where you hallucinate. It's a real thing.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah. There's as many breathing techniques as there are foods. I mean, I think that Kemp. Okay. Yeah, shout out to Scott Kemp. We both bought this book the same week. It's called Breathe. The New Science of a Lost Art by James Nestor. Check that out if you want.
Wow.
But me and Scott didn't even realize that we bought it the same week, and we're both focusing on that. It talks about there's over 6,000 different breaths. I don't know if I read that in here or somewhere else, but there's a lot of different ways you can breathe, which is like we're talking about the nutrition, the athleticism, and then you add that breath in there, which oxygenates your blood and gives you that power to move all the good stuff around. Your blood is fully charged and you're ready to rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Rock and roll.
Jackson, I do got to ask this too. Again, this is, you know, for the listeners, you're a young kid, man, and paintball is an expensive sport, you know? And I know me personally, I was very fortunate. My dad helped me when I was younger, 11, 12, 13. Well, I got into it when I was 9. So from like 9 to 13, you know, he helped. I would do chores to make a little bit of money, that kind of thing. But you know, at 12 years old, you can't really get a job. You know,
not legally,
you know. So fortunately, I had that support. And then Mike Hinman kind of took over the reins with Aftermath when we were 13 years old and completely funded the team and provided us the opportunity to play every weekend. But a lot of players really struggle making ends meet to be able to buy the paint, to go to all the practices. What's your situation been like, if you don't mind sharing that with us?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been very, very lucky. Like I kind of mentioned, my dad was looking to purchase a business, and he did, or my family did, end up purchasing Blast Camp. So I do work there. I'm basically like the tournament field manager. You know, I'm the one that blows off the field, all the paint, washes the bunkers, sets up the layout. And I enjoy that stuff, you know, and in return, I get, you know, compensation and, you know, paint and all that. And it's very fortunate. And our team, Blast Camp, has a very, very good sponsorship from Blast Camp, the pro shop itself. My dad does a great job with that. And he's very, very, receptive to all the guys, and he helps us out as much as he can. So thank you.
And what's his name?
My dad's name is Virgil Frey.
Virgil, shout out to Virgil. Thank you, Virgil, for everything you've done for paintball, man.
Yeah.
Huge shout out to you.
Absolutely, sure. Man. See, you literally eat, breathe, sleep, work, talk, love, dude, paintball.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm waking up, going to the field, turning on a Play the Game podcast and blowing off the field and washing off the bunkers, man.
I love that, dude. And again, that's why you're in this seat right now. That's why you're our first divisional player. And we're going to, you know, I think it's about time to get into how you heard about the BKI program, the combine, which I think the combine is such an amazing thing. I'm so blessed to be part of the entire BKI program, you know, from the summer camps to the combines to everything they do, because it truly is the first time paintball's ever had anything where players can say, you know what, I think I have what it takes. I'm going to go and I'm going to prove it. Right? We've never had that before. Like, Tyler, I guarantee you've had these messages all the time on Instagram. Hey, can I come try out for Dynasty? And it's like, well, I mean, do you really think you have what it takes? Like, you know, it's not that easy.
We just bombard coaches, DM with it. We're like, yeah, talk to coach. Yeah. He'll let you know.
Hey, coach is the boss there. You know, it's not our say. But the combine, that was the first BKI, event you've been to, right?
Yeah. The 2019 paintball combine.
2019.
Oh, wow.
What inspired you to go to that? Why did you want to go to that? What was the training like leading up to it? I just want to get like from the other end, the other end, other side of things, like what that camp means to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, honestly, you guys had run the paintball combine 1 year before, and actually one of my teammates now had went to the very first one. And, I didn't really take notice. I was still kind of getting healed from my second knee injury, but the 2019 combine, I was actually just doing drills one day, and my birthday was coming up or Christmas was coming up, and my parents got me the BKI or like the paintball combine like entry for my birthday, Christmas.
Oh,
I don't exactly remember.
That's awesome.
And yeah. And I remember just thinking like this is 100% going to get my name out there. And even if I don't do good at the drills, like, of course I'm going to train, I'm going to do all that. But at the very least, it's going to get my name out there into pros, and what they think of me or what they do from that, that's up to them. It's making those connections, like you guys say on the show.
That's right.
And, that's really what I looked forward to. Honestly, the drills, I was a little scared of like the sliding one just because of my knee. So I didn't really know how like that was going to affect my grade. And so I wasn't going out there to like get the number one spot. That you guys were giving away to Golden Barrel. I really wish I won that. Shout out Zach Carter. He won that. He let me know at the Team USA practices.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, here you go, buddy. But yeah, I mean, I really just wanted to go out there and get my name out there. And I went there with...
I think honestly, it's safe to say it played off or paid off.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. And like before I talked about any of this, I kind of have like shout out to Lori and Anthony and all of them. Like without them, there would be none of this. I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. I mean, my whole career just skyrocketed. It's only at the start, and it just skyrocketed when I was... you know, able to get into one of their
Best, dude. There's the best people ever out there in Boston, and what they've done for paintball is tremendous. So yes, huge, huge shout out to them.
Yeah, and not only what they have done, but what the plans are to continue to do. You know, obviously I'm heavily in the loop. Tyler is as well. And it's all the conversations with Anthony, Lori, anyone at BKI is just constant progression for the sport and for the young players. That is the ultimate goal, is to see the players turn into pro. You know, that slogan, turning players into pros, is not BS. It's truly the mission of the organization. And those two, Anthony and Lori, I can't even begin to explain how much time and effort they put into it, because it's nonstop for them. I don't even know if I would be able to handle all that they do. So thin and pull everything off so well, truly for the love of the game. It's not like they're out there making millions of dollars off of this either. You know, it's truly from a good place of passion, which is why we are so excited to be part of it, you know, because it is for the betterment of the sport. And I truly believe, and I truly can say, that it's paying off for the players. You know, Austin Beattie finally made his pro debut with AC Diesel. And Tyler and I were talking about it. Nick and I were talking about it at summer camp. Nick Laval, there's 10 at least kids that are in the program that in the next 5 to 7 years could legitimately be top 10 players in the pro league. And it gives me goosebumps to think about.
Yeah. Well, imagine how good they feel having created, you know, all of this. I mean, it's got to feel so good for them too. And I'm so excited to see what the future holds for the whole organization.
Totally. Anyway, Jackson, sorry about the tangent, back into, you know, you coming to the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I kind of came into it, my preparation beforehand was, you know, obviously I went on BKI, I knew all the drills. I felt pretty confident in like things like my snap shooting, my shooting off the break. Things that I didn't feel so confident in were like the snake drill, because just as a back player, I didn't really know how I mean, I didn't really do that much often, so I needed to kind of watch the videos on that and really learn how to, you know.
But you realize how important that is, right? To be able to get in the snake.
Oh yeah, 100%.
No matter what position.
Yeah, that didn't come around until the second year. Then I really worked on that before this year's combine, because I realized I was like, yeah, when you get to that one, you want to be prepared for sure. Yeah.
Well, and everybody is a snake player, in my opinion. Yep. Like I'm so past this whole thing of like positional
what
player.
Position do
like
you play,
you know, you play everywhere. If that guy dies over there, you're going that way. Yeah. So you better get ready to be able to play that. You know, like
totally.
So it's like you're a Dorito player, you're a snake player, you're wherever the game needs you. Kind
you're
of player.
A paintball
you know?
Player.
That's right.
Yeah. You're a paintball player.
That's right. Yeah. Totally. I love that, dude. So you worked hard and you learned that drill. And then, you know, now, like you said, you feel comfortable. If you got to roll that way, you're ready to go, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. Well, and you. And, sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
And yeah, I was like, it's going into some of those drills. It's like the ones that I worked on, you definitely could tell that I was better at. And then the ones that you kind of neglect, it's like you don't do good, but you're not like the worst. It's just there's so much room for improvement, though. That you realize that it's like, well, if I did work on this, I 100% could be in the top five, you know?
Yeah.
And the paintball combine was a great experience. I always recommend anyone to go there. Even if you're not confident in your drills or your skill abilities, like go there and practice them before, but go there and learn and they'll give you tips. They'll grade you. You'll see what you need to work on. And if you don't, like, you'll still make those connections. You're still getting seen by the best of the best, and they're grading you. They're writing your name down. They're seeing who you are, and they might remember your name, you know?
Yeah, totally. And then how'd you do with this last 2020 combine?
So the 2019, I got seventh. And then at this one, I was the number one ranked.
Yeah, baby. He got the powerhouse regulator, overall MVP for all of the drills, which was amazing. You know,
there we go.
Like, you know, you're being super modest about that. But I mean, you showed up the year before, you know, you did well, but you weren't the number one person. You showed up the second year where honestly, there might've been even more talent the second year, 2020, you know, it was a tough class and, you stunted, you did everything better than, you know, everyone else pretty much. And,
thank you.
I mean, dude, it's just a testament. If you practice these things, these skills, these drills, you will get better at them, you know,
for sure. And we, Marcella, you and I, we still like, dude, we play high level paintball. We are meticulously working on all these little details. Still, everything that we preach about here, we're implementing as well. And it's, you know, like what you've done, Jackson, just being a student of the game and being hungry to learn. And then look what you can produce, you know, get those big scores.
Of course.
Yeah, so I really, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
I got it after. Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, I really came in like wanting like that was my goal, was to be number one. And my goal the first year was just to, you know, see where I rank, you know. I had the confidence and I knew like whatever I do, that's my best, and I just want to see where I'm ranked. Whereas the second time it was kind of a different mentality of after and plus with playing with Team USA, I gained so much confidence, and from the first time it was really a completely different experience. But it's like I know where I stand. Now I'm just going to test myself and really see if what I've done has improved, and test myself against whether there's 90 other people there. It's like, I just want to see where I stand. And the second time when I went back, I just want to see if I can test myself and really push myself to be what I want to be. And
do you feel like has it helped your game?
I 100%. And even after the first combine, just the confidence after going to the combine, it was a whole different thing. Even like before I was picked, like just playing on the weekends, like there was a confidence of, okay, like the things that I'm doing are paying off. The things that I do are working. And if I just improve upon them, I can be so much better. So there was so much confidence after that first one. And, it was insane, honestly.
Yeah. So because that first one is when you made Team USA. So I want to talk about that too, because playing for Team USA has been one of the most special things in my paintball career. I think any athlete ever would agree with that. If you get a chance to play for Team USA and go and compete in a Nations Cup with your country, for your country, against other countries, it's really special. To be able to do that with the U19s team, I want to kind of talk to you about that. How you felt when you found out, what you did to prepare for the event, and then we'll talk about the event as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely one of my main goals the first time as well, was to make that U19 team. And I was fortunate enough to make it. I believe when I first got the call, I was very excited. I believe what they told me was I was like a, like I was one of the, basically I was one of the last players picked. Like I was going to be like a, I don't know, not a bench player. That makes it sound so bad, but he
it's
was
okay,
like,
"Okay, man, even if you're on that team, that means something, you know."
So it completely motivated me too, because it's like that was my first goal. But now that I'm on the team, it's like I want to be the one that's I want to be the leader. I want to be the one that's out there playing every time, and yeah, that motivated me so much more when I got the call. Just knowing, like, I don't know, it was mostly a clarification of like everything that I've done is in the right direction. Like I'm going in the right direction. If I just continue this, it'll go in the right path. And just the clarification from the paintball combine, even if I wasn't first the first year, I was like, okay, I'm in the right spot. If I stay on this right path, I can 100% go and do, you know, be great. And when I got that call, it was amazing. You know, it was, it was amazing. And, just to be with like a group of guys, it was almost like blast camp, you know, like we're all 19, we're all like 18, 16, all the guys on the team. It's an awesome vibe. And the practices before Amsterdam were insane. They were awesome.
Yeah. What an experience being able to go to Amsterdam and play paintball for America. Yeah. I mean, that's
Amsterdam
pretty crazy.
Was awesome.
Yeah. Just talk to me.
Pouring rain and freezing cold. Was that your first time in Europe?
In Europe, yes. I had been out of the country once or twice, but to Europe, yes.
So talk to me about that. Yeah, we got to hear about this experience.
Dude, when it wasn't raining, it was awesome. Like, for real. But the event itself was muddy, but the trip over there was awesome. And hanging out with people that are your same age and just like getting outside of paintball with like paintball people is so good, especially if like you're playing a tournament, just to gain that chemistry, you know? And I remember we would just go, like we'd meet at the train station, the Central Park, and just walk around, like all 10 of us, you know?
Yeah.
We'd just go around and just hang out. It was awesome. Just to see so many different, like just to see different culture, and Amsterdam's way different than what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
And just to see that is, it's awesome, you know? And in the moment, I do remember just being like, I wish it was just not raining. I wish it was just not muddy. Sure. But then again, I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, dude, I'm in like the Netherlands. Like, no, I'm going to put on my little, windbreaker, my little rain jacket, and just went out and walk out there, you know?
That's right. Do what you got to do.
Paintball will take you around the world and show you some amazing things and give you experiences that nothing else will. You know, we talk about that all the time. That's one of the things I miss most right now, is not being able to really travel internationally. I miss all of my friends from the foreign lands, paintball events around the world. I just can't wait until we can get back to it, because it's a part of me. It truly is. It's something that I've done for more than half my life, and I miss it, because there's something to be said about just being exposed to all of these different paradigms, really. You know, these are people that live their life and they're humans just like us, but they have different ways of thinking, different ideals, different values in many ways. And it's beautiful. It really is, because, you know, it just kind of teaches you that, you know, there's not one way that's always the right way. And it teaches you to be just more tolerant and accepting and loving, really, you know, and mm-hmm. the friendships that I've created internationally might be some of the more valuable ones that I've ever had, you know, truly. You know, and actually I know Tyler, we're going to have VG, our boy from Colombia, on the show too. Eventually what an amazing story, but I'm so lucky to have met him down in Colombia. I've become really good friends with him, but their whole team down there, this Colombian team, had really taken me in and showed me a part of, you know, a third world country that I was never exposed to, you know, and it changed so much of my thinking, you know, from a day-to-day basis. And, I mean, paintball is just amazing that it can do that, you know, it really
is. It makes you really grateful to be where you are, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, because as we sit here in these borders, I mean, as crazy as things are, we have it really, 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 really good. And there are some devastating things going on in foreign lands, you know, and
sure.
Playing paintball will show you that. It'll show you the beautiful side and the ugly side of life. And,
oh yeah.
And really round you off and make you grateful and humble you. And it makes me just so appreciative of the now, the moment, the people that I'm around, the water you drink, the food you eat, you know, the culture you're a part of. It just really brings a zest to life that without paintball, I am not entirely sure I would know that, you know, that. So it's really cool that you're able to experience that zest for life now as you're becoming, you know, a grown man, 18, 19 years old, you know, and like you're traveling, you're having fun, you're playing paintball, and it's just it's a true blessing, man. It's a treat.
Totally.
For real. Yeah.
Jackson, did you guys play semi-pro in Vegas?
Yes, we did. We bumped up from Division II this year.
There we go.
How'd you guys do?
In the prelims, we went 4-0, but we lost our quarterfinals game, our only match on Sunday, by 1 point in overtime. I really wish
not overtime, but 4-0, and then got beat on Sunday.
It was 100% a learning moment, you know. And we beat teams that had pros on them, like people that I looked up to. Like we beat Hurricanes with Keith DeVitt. Shaking their hands. I'm like, dude, I love watching. Like I loved watching you a couple years ago. Like dude, this is insane.
Awesome. Man, Keith is awesome.
Yeah.
So hey, who is your favorite pro player that you're excited to play when you start playing, you know, some top level pro ball?
Dude,
who are you most excited to go heads up against, like on that pro field? Talk to me.
So actually, before Vegas, we made a trip out to Texas to practice at X Factor.
There we go.
I'm watching Archie every single point. I'm just sitting there like,
yeah,
my God, he's got a golden gun. I'm just like, this dude is it, man. And for real, I mean, he was, you know, the MVP last year. You know, X Factor had their season, and I was watching a lot of tape on him last season, and I can't wait. Just watching him and watching, I mean, really all the pros. I love watching them, and it's insane. Like there's so many levels. Whenever you think like you're good, there you just realize how much more you can actually go. And watching him like at X Factor and on the webcast, I'm just like, yeah, man, like I can't wait till I get in a gunfight with him and he shoots me in the face. And I'm like, I know exactly.
Or you
know
shoot exactly. Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You never know, man. You never know. You might be pulling off those big wins too, buddy. And you know, if you stay dedicated the way you are, that's not too far off. And that's for everybody listening out there. It's a dedication to the craft and it's a love of the game really is what it comes down to. Like they, you know, the saying everybody says is, if you do something you love, you're not working, right? You're enjoying the process. It's not a job. It's something that you would be doing if you weren't, you know, getting paid or having these sponsorships or anything like that. It would be what you would be doing anyway. And that's the key, is finding something that you would want to do, whether you were getting paid or not. You want to follow your heart, and that's what you're doing. So yeah, you're going to be playing heads up against him in no time, buddy. It's going to be happening.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying real hard.
Yeah, dude. Well, keep it up, man. That's what it's all about. And you're not just trying, man. You're creating it. You're doing it, and you have a passion for the game. So that says a lot right there.
Yeah, that's what Ronnie would always say. He's like, you know, we would be doing drills or something. He's like, Jackson, you're getting better, man. I'm like, I'm always saying like, I'm trying, man. I'm trying my best. He's like, no, you're not trying. You're doing it. You know, you're one of the people that are actually doing it. And I always look at that. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm still just trying to do my best, man. I'm just trying to do everything that I can. So
I want to bring this up. Did you already play Ultimate Shootout, or are you going to play Ultimate Shootout?
So me and John Eckerd, we signed up for the first one and we wanted to do it, and that's when kind of COVID started ramping up and we got a little nervous. But I just saw that they released the dates to the next one, and I'm 100% in.
I love that, dude. So that's another thing, you know, is like young players go and do those kind of events. Get yourself in the fire, put yourself in the mix. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I saw that you committed to playing it, I think you posted a picture on your Facebook, like an I'm in picture kind of thing. And that is, it's brave and it's, you know, it's a learning experience. You know what I mean? And that's the greatest thing. You get to go and put yourself in a situation where there's going to be pressure and it's just you versus someone else and you get a chance to really showcase your skills.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do, you know? And props to you for actually, you know, doing that and following through with it. And now we said it on the show, so you definitely got to go do it.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
I really regret not going to the first one because it was like right when COVID was kind of starting to ramp up again. I talked to John, I was like, maybe they'll have an extra one.
How is everything out where you live? Is everything okay, getting better, or what's it look like out there?
Yeah, so in Indiana, where I'm at, it's mostly just cornfields everywhere. So the numbers, at least as far as I'm concerned, are not as bad, but it's still around, you know, wear masks everywhere you go. And we're taking precautions, like when we play and everything, just trying to not have that many people there, just kind of stay distance, but yet still play. And one thing I've found, like after Vegas, is it's kind of hard to practice and do all that stuff without like an end goal, you know, like without World Cup confirmed. It's like we're going out there and just going through the motions. And me personally, it's like I want to get better at something that day, or I want us as a team to let's work on something, you know. And it's hard when there's really nothing to look forward to, you know?
I was going
to
say, that's so cool that you are choosing to do the one-on-one, the ultimate shootout, because it gives you that anchor, that place to drive for, which is really cool. And I know that the Pro Tour did that for me when I played in that. And, you know, I even made a post on my Instagram kind of nudging the NXL to say something. I was like, yo, NXL, what's the word? Yeah. You know, can we get something? I just need anything at this point. So because it's not too far off, right? Those dates for World Cup, and people need to plan and make sure that we're, you know, ready to rock and roll if they're going to have that thing going. And I think that the numbers, which is nice, have subsided a little. And as long as we do the correct things and take safety measures, social distancing, all of the cleaning supplies, masks, everything that we can do as a society of paintball players to make this thing happen, I think that we should. I hope it happens, man.
Yeah, and boost your immune systems. Exercise and eat well, transfuse, all that stuff. Boost your immune system. You know, I it's not a shameless plug. Transfuse, for so long, I took zinc and vitamin C in order to keep my immune system strong. You know, when we're traveling all the time, getting sick is a real thing. It's so easy to pick up even just the common cold. And when you're going back-to-back trips, back-to-back trips, you can't afford to be getting sick. So zinc was always a big one that people didn't really know about. And I would always preach, take zinc. If you want to keep your immune system strong, preach zinc. Transfuse has all of it. It has vitamin C, zinc, vitamin B, choline, you know, and obviously magnesium, potassium, stuff like that for electrolytes.
It has Tropical Bliss, which is delicious. And I love it.
I'm going to go with the watermelon lime. Have you tried it, Jackson? Have you tried the Transfuse?
Yeah, I got a bunch from Ronnie back in right around Vegas, and we were drinking that all at our X Factor practice, man.
It's good stuff, man. It really is good stuff.
I gotta fight my damn wife and kids off this stuff because they're like wolves on this transfuse, dude.
It's good, man.
It's funny. It is good.
It's good for you, which is an amazing thing. It's like something that I have no problem preaching about it because I truly believe in it, and it's helping people on the paintball field and off the paintball field, which is amazing. We're so lucky to have such a cool community of people. You know, Transfuse goes to all the events, and we have, you know, just, we have such a great collective of people in this industry, and, you know, it's an amazing thing that we're a part of, and we got to keep boosting it all the way through.
Boost.
Jackson.
Yeah, boost, baby.
Jackson, what's one piece of advice you would give to other young divisional players that are trying to climb through the ranks?
Well, one thing I always say is obviously watch more paintball. What I did, do that. But another thing would be, I think something that you guys say a lot is don't be afraid to take the opportunity, put yourself out there. You're going to have a better chance of getting recognized, getting on a pro team, getting on a high level team. If you go out there and you make the sacrifices, do the work and, you know, show up to these places where there's high level players. If it's going to the combine, if it's, you know, if you know there's a semi-pro practice or something, go out and watch, or, you know, see if your team can jump in. I mean, see, do whatever you can do to get better and get on a higher level team.
Yeah, that's it, dude. You got to push the boundaries and you got to get in front of those eyeballs. Absolutely.
Yeah. Go to the paintball combine.
What pro team do you want to play for?
Well, preferably it would be Blast Camp.
Okay. You want to take the team pro. Nice. All right.
Yeah. I personally see a lot of talent, and I think the biggest factor is that we're all young. My dad actually told me this today. He said, besides Jesse, shout out Jesse, he's like our father figure on the team.
Jesse.
Everyone is under 24, I believe.
Cool, dude.
And I just see so much youth, I think we play really well together. And if we were actually working with Cody Mikowski this weekend, with like his divisional line, Wisconsin Infamous. And he's telling us all these things. He's like, you guys are there. It's these little things that you guys need to work out. And just like you guys say, Tyler, you said, it's the little things that you got to do, and it all makes you come together. We got the raw talent. We have the desire to be pro. Like, we had that talk and a lot of people stepped up, and now it's just the little things, like working on closing points, working on these little things that when you go to a tournament and you play a semi-pro team, they will totally exploit that. 100%. And as you go up the divisions, they're going to totally exploit that as well on the pro division. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's kind of like, let's bring it full circle with the golf, Marcel, here. It's like, you know, you got your short game, your mid game, your long, you know, off the driver tee. Mm-hmm. It's the same with paintball.
Mm-hmm. And
if you're not good at any of those parts of the game,
you're
not going to do well. Yeah, absolutely.
Exposed.
Totally, dude.
You know, you might go through a full round of golf and never have to hit out of, you know, a certain lie, you know, so you have a good round, but then the one time you get, you know, presented with that challenge, all of a sudden you seven chip it and have a major blow up hole. Same thing in paintball, you know, like you go to these practices and you play against teams that aren't that good and you're beating up on them nonstop, you know, and then you play against better teams in a tournament and your weakness gets exposed, and, you know, the stuff that you were so used to getting away with, now you're not getting away with, and you lose because of it. And that's why I'm always preaching as well, like, play the best people that you can, you know, because you're going to realize what you can truly get away with and what you can't.
Totally, man. Yeah, that's it, dude. And what do you love most about paintball? What keeps you coming back year after year? What is it about paintball that you love the most, man?
Yeah, so I had played like some sports like baseball, basketball, stuff like that. And it wasn't that I wasn't good. It was with paintball, it's, you know, anyone can play it. Everyone says that. Anyone can play it. Like, I could play it back when I was a little bigger and still get the mental game and do all that. But to me, it's 100% like the chess game that's going on within it. And unfortunately, I think that's our problem, like, as a semi-pro team, is when we get into those chess piece type situations. That's stuff that I live for, but as a team, we aren't on that level yet. And it's something that I, you know, watching film, I'm looking at it, I'm seeing what you guys are thinking, what the moves are being made. And I just think it's so interesting that you can win a game just by your mind, you know, just by thinking. You know, you don't have to be the most, you know, you don't have to have the best snapshot all the time. If you know when to go and when to engage and win all that, you're going to 100% win the game or win a match, you know?
Nick Laval talked about that quite a bit. You know, his game, he's not going to gunfight most of the time, you know? He's going to give that up and just wait for his opportunity and find the hole, and he's going to make the smart play. And that's made him an incredibly effective player, you know, one of the best in the league, you know? And it's not that he's not a great gunfighter, because he is, you know? He could be anybody on any given day, but his part of his strategy is kind of choosing not to and not even giving you that chance to shoot him.
That's right.
You know, and it is, you know, players have...
It's a numbers game.
It is,
you know?
It is a numbers game. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You got to play those odds. Yeah. And, you know, he does, like you said, Marcel, he doesn't even give you the opportunity. And I think the best thing that you can do in those situations, Jackson, when your guys may be having a tough time breaking those situations down, is something that we teach all the time, Marcel and myself, is just asking really good questions. It's something that we preach on Dynasty. You know, there's only a few things you need to be talking about out there. So you got to ask good questions, figure out the count, you know, what's going on and how we can win the game together, find the bodies and put it together. But it is a difficult task to undertake if everybody's not on that same page. So it's one of the most difficult things about paintball, actually, is that communication aspect of it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not easy, man.
Not easy, dude. So Jackson, what's next, man? Obviously we're in this quarantine where, you know, we're just waiting to figure out if we're going to have World Cup or not. Your team will be at World Cup if there is, I assume. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
So it's going to be that and Ultimate Shootout for you. Do you have anything else you want to tell the listeners, anything to look out for? Again, let's plug your YouTube channel. Anything that you got going on? Now's your chance. Stage is yours.
Yeah. So, well, in the upcoming weeks or around October, I'm going to Team USA practice. We're having a little get together practice at Paintball Fit, and Last Game Semi Pro is actually coming down there as well. They're going to try and get some reps in with the Texas teams. You know, if we can play AC Dallas, AC Diesel, whoever we can play, just some different looks, because we've been playing, you know, the same people since, you know, after Vegas.
Yeah, totally.
And we're just looking to compete, you know. I'll be with Team USA, but there's been two players on my semi-pro team that have been able to actually compete. Like, they've played, they have a little bit of lower rank, so they play like a D3, like, regional tournament. But other than that, we've had Vegas and then nothing else. So people are just looking to get the itch to compete and just travel a little bit. But the Team USA practice should be insane also. I'm excited to see Greg Pauly and all my teammates, and we got a really good team. We would have had a really good team this year, but we're taking it into next year, and I'm really excited.
Really good team. I honestly look at all the kids on that team, and I'm so blessed that I was able to be part in helping pick that team. As a matter of fact, with BKI,
is that the poster that I have behind me here?
That's last year's, 2019. But dude, there are so many good young kids on that team, and, you know, I could go down the list, but we're going to definitely have some of them on here because they've been so committed to the game, so committed to coming to all the events, coming to all the clinics. And, you know, again, some of them have finally taken that step into the pro division. It's awesome to see. There's so much talent, and the future really is bright, man, with players like you, other players from the Team USA squad, players that have been coming through these camps. Paintball's in a good place as far as talent goes. You know, we just got to keep pushing it to the forefront and see if we can get more eyes on the game. And man, just thank you, Jackson, for everything you do with your YouTube channel as well. That's huge for the sport. Keep it up. Again, dude, I saw your numbers. It's like, you know, some great numbers and great content, you know, so it looks like you're having fun with it. After the show, we're going to hit you up and get some advice, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
On those thumbnails. Because I'm blowing it over here on the thumbnails.
For sure, dude, man. That's right.
Your Instagram as well. Where can people follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram is Jackson Frey. Once again, Frey is Frey and then underscore. So Jackson Frey underscore.
There we go.
And something along to go with my YouTube channel is I'm actually doing a giveaway.
Nice.
When I get 500 subscribers, I believe. I was on here right before we went on. I think I am about 20 away from 500.
Dude. There we go.
And I've been chasing that goal for a little bit. And then the next goal after that is 1,000. So awesome. I'm just looking to just gradually just grow, you know. I honestly, you know, you guys talk about your purpose in the last one. And, you know, obviously paintball is my purpose. But as we've gone into quarantine, you know, I've really gotten a purpose in, you know, videography and vlogging and just putting content out there for the paintball community. So if you could check me out, I would really appreciate it. Like I say in every video, you know, if you like, subscribe, comment, I appreciate it. I read all of them. I see all of them. And it's just really nice when I see, you know, some comments or when I see people actually at the field and they say, thanks, I like your vlogs. I'm like, thanks, dude. Like, for real.
That's
I appreciate
awesome.
It.
But dude, so, you know, getting into videography, I guess I do definitely have another question because I didn't even ask. This is an important one. Obviously, you want to be a pro paintball player, but is that the career that you want? Or do you have other ideas for, you know, making a living, etc.? Because obviously, you know, we talk about all the time, it's very difficult to make a stable financial career out of professional paintball. You have to do so many different things.
You know, I think as I get all, like, as I grow up a little bit, that's obviously my goal, and I want to play professional. I do understand that I'm going to need to have to like make it monetized and get some money from it. And I'm totally down that road to do it. You know, I'm just playing paintball because I love it truly. And I make videos because I love it and I want to get as good as I possibly can. And I'm just hoping that, you know, as I go up, as I progress, hopefully there's some opportunities and I can, you know, reach out to more people and just get more opportunities like this where I'm talking with people that can help me grow and can help paintball grow. And that's really the careers. I want to be one of the best. Honestly, I want to play on, I want to bring Blast Camp really to the pro division and duke it out with some of the best, honestly, you know?
Yeah, huge shout out to Blast Camp. Actually, if you didn't know, I came from Blast. That was like the organization that kind of raised me, Bob Long's Blast team. So huge shout out to Blast. And huge shout out to you, dude, and everything that you're doing. I do want to know, what do you do when you're not playing paintball? What do you do just for fun? Like, what do you do when
he doesn't do anything else. He watches paintball all day, 24/7. He eats, breathes, and sleeps paintball. We talked about
that. There we go, baby. I'm testing him. I'm testing him.
Pretty much. Something I've gotten to actually during quarantine is the show Survivor.
Do you listen to our Zach Kozierski? Did you listen to that one?
Yeah. Bro. I haven't watched the Australian Survivor, but like, it's the American one. You want to talk about a numbers game, man. Yeah. I mean, there you go. You don't want to get voted out. You better get on the right side of the numbers or make something happen.
Dude, that's life. I
mean, you got to play the game on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're really playing the game there.
For sure, dude. I love that.
Hell yeah.
And then I just want to let the listeners know as well. We're going to Iowa this weekend.
Yes, sure.
Out to KW Paintball in Waterloo. So a huge shout out to Iowa. We'll see you guys out there soon. And and then Island Design. We're doing a giveaway with Island Design. Go check him out on Instagram and find out how you can win a PTG Savage board and then G2 Paintball as well. I have the Swiss Army knife here on the YouTube channel.
Oh, and you got it, Ty. Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm stoked.
Yeah, Victor.
Anyway, Jackson, you're going to like this. G2 Paintball, Victor Gamboa. Oh. He got all the Dynasty players a custom Swiss Army knife. Very awesome with our names engraved. And he got one for the Play the Game listeners. So we're going to be doing an awesome giveaway on that. We haven't quite dialed in what exactly we're going to do. Stay tuned. We're going to figure it out this week, aren't I?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Awesome. We'll have it on our next show. We'll drop all the details on that.
I like it. There we go.
Yeah.
We got it on the next show. And dude, that thing is so badass. For the listeners, go.
It's expensive.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's like the real deal. Like if you could have one item to take with you on Survivor, I would want that thing.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Maybe. I hope that'd be a good choice. But it's got a
maybe
lot
some
of
some fire.
Maybe some fire. Some fire. Yeah. Some fire. Yeah. Some fuego.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. Yeah, and dude, keep doing what you're doing, Jackson. You are the man. We're so honored to have you on and so grateful for your time, and we're excited to watch you grow as a young man in the industry. And, you know, hopefully someday we'll see you out there on that pro field soon, having fun and playing the game out there, bud.
Dude, thank you.
I believe we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying, you know, like, and thank you guys so much for having me on here and doing this and just taking you guys' time. And that's one thing about paintball is pros are so accessible. You know, you can contact them; they'll reach out. You know, it's just truly a blessing. And thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
It is, dude. And the blessing is mutual, bud. It's all love for paintball. That's why we do this. It's about the community. We want to make sure that you're boosted too. You know, like you are the future of the game. Like I started the show with. So the honor is all ours, my friend. You're going to carry this torch, and we're excited to watch you do that. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Hell yeah, boys.
Well, Marcy, let's dial this in and we'll see you guys on the next one. Thank you so much, Jackson. And you guys stay real out there. Have fun.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Peace.
See you guys.
Later, brother. All right, PTG fam, thank you so much for hanging out with us on the show. That was the Jackson Frey experience. And what a great young man. Truly a humbled young man. And he's got a great future ahead of him. I'm very proud of him and the way that he's attacking paintball. And if he stays humble and keeps doing the hard work, the sky's the limit for him. And we're super excited to watch him on his journey. So huge shout out to Jackson. Thanks for coming on, bud. And thank you all for tuning in and taking the PTG ride with us. We appreciate you so much. And we've been having so much fun tapping in with everybody. If you want to support us, you can head over to ptgpodcast.com. Become a supporter of the show there. We have all the podcasts there, all of our YouTube shows as well. and you can get a little bit of a scoop on our partners and what they're doing in the landscape of what they provide for. You know, we have Transfuse, G2, and we also have Heal Brand, and they're doing amazing things in the landscape of paintball. So huge shout out to them. And we also have our store, the PTG store. You can pick up a hat or some little merch. We got backpacks, a bunch of fun stuff in there, so you can check that out. Major, major shout out to our Patreon supporters. You guys are everything to us. Thank you so much for helping us. And you also get exclusive content if you become a Patreon supporter from us. Myself and Marcelo are giving you guys like some PTG pro school knowledge. We're going around the country right now teaching these schools, and we're giving you exclusive content that we teach in those schools on the Patreon page just for our Patreon supporters. You also get 20% off online sales and personal. If you see anything on our personal Instagram that you want, any merch, anything like that, you get 20% off on all PTG merch. So check that out. Also, huge shout out to ConstantPursuit.com. They made our website. Rusty Glaze, our coach for San Diego Dynasty, runs ConstantPursuit.com, and he is absolutely crushing it in that space. He makes the best websites in the world. If you're a paintball field or a paintball store, please reach out to ConstantPursuit.com and help Rusty out. He will help you give your site a complete remodel and a complete boost. That way, your customers, the first thing they see is this fresh, new, great-looking site. He's also amazing to work with, and keeps your site looking professional and up-to-date with all of the latest new guidelines and everything that you need to navigate in this current landscape that we're in. So give him a shout-out and a look over at ConstantPursuit.com. If you have any questions or anything like that, you can follow us on Instagram at PlayTheGamePodcast. And once again, thank you all so much for tuning in. You guys have a great one.